What's up, guys, and welcome back to the podcast. It's been a minute. It's been about 9 months, but that's all right. I am here today with Drew, and first time on the podcast is Hayes. Hayes, how are you feeling today?
I'm really excited to be here. It's going to be a great time.
It is indeed. But before we start talking, here's a quick word from our sponsor. And we're back. Thank you, Anchor, for that quick little sponsorships, and let's just roll right into it.
All right, so I was thinking we could get started off by talking about the NFL season. I believe we're heading into week 10, and just what are your thoughts so far, and what are surprises? Like, you know, just how are you feeling?
I think it's crazy that the 49ers are undefeated right now.
Even though they played terrible teams,
I thought they were going to be one of the worst teams in the league. But, I mean, they're undefeated right now, and the only undefeated team, so it's kind of crazy.
I mean, how about those Dolphins?
For real.
Finally picked up that win.
They did
get a win. I was happy about that.
I was, too.
I mean, the Dolphins beat the Jets, and the Jets beat the Cowboys. So, like, basically, the Dolphins are better than the Cowboys.
That's very true.
I wouldn't go that far.
So, that means the Bengals are the only team that haven't won, right?
I believe so, yeah.
That's kind of nuts.
But they do have AJ Green coming back, I believe, pretty soon.
Yeah, next few weeks, I think. I think he was supposed to come back this week, but then his ankle pushed him back again.
I don't think AJ Green wants to come back to this team.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I mean, would you want to play for an 0-9 or whatever the record is right now, team? No. That's terrible.
I honestly think he would like to have a position kind of like Mohamed Sanu had, because he was on the Falcons and they were like 1-7 when he got traded, and when he got traded he woke up as an undefeated team.
It's very true.
Like, and he, I mean, now the Patriots lost, but still he's on a much better situation.
So the only situation that could happen is if he gets traded to the 49ers, so he can wake up on an undefeated team.
I think AJ Green on the 49ers would, you know, just give him another threat. Yeah, to make a push, playoff push.
They just got Emmanuel Sanders.
Too bad the trade deadline's over now. But
that's a very good point.
Very true.
So basically, this can't happen this season.
Hey, maybe next season, you know.
Well, he could maybe pull an Antonio Brown, leave the team, and then just, could he get picked up by someone else?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's possible, but.
What about Josh Gordon getting picked up by the Seahawks?
You know, I am a big fan of that. I love Josh Gordon. I always have, even when he went through the drug problems. You know, he's just an athlete, man.
You know, that gives Russell Wilson just another target to hit. He already had Tyler Lockett and Metcalf, but just adding Josh Gordon, he's gonna have a deadly receiver corps. So
especially since and Tyler Lockett, when he throws a Tyler Lockett, it's like one of the best receiver quarterback connections in the league right now from the past few years.
So, speaking about Russell Wilson, MVP case, is he up there?
Yes. I think if I was the one that was just like, yo, who's winning MVP this year? Christian McCaffrey all day. But running backs usually don't win it, sadly, because he's playing really well and he kills in freaking fantasy. Sadly.
Yeah, it's really... really taking a toll on my team this year.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
But, yeah, I'd say he's up there for sure. Thinking of other people that are up there, though, I could think of Christian McCaffrey, Russell Wilson.
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson is playing pretty well.
If he continues to play like he is, he has a serious case.
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes would have if he didn't get injured, which is really sad. But he's coming back this week.
I mean... He had a great first couple weeks, but then he kind of fell off and he just, you know.
I think defenses are kind of learning how to play against him.
Yeah. They honestly just start Matt Moore the rest of the year if they're trying to win.
Okay, I wouldn't go that far.
No, I'm just kidding.
Because, you know, Patrick Mahomes is still, you know, he could be a once-in-a-generation player.
Yeah. And he could technically be a bust, though. I mean, he had one really good season, and he got injured. Yep, he'd be like Derrick Rose.
It's going to be really interesting to see how he bounces back from this injury, because this is his first main injury in his career, so
yeah, and it's
not sure how it's going to play out.
The knees are not good things to get hurt.
I mean, it's an interesting one. Like, it's a kneecap. Yeah. I never really hear about injuries there. Usually just behind the kneecap.
In the kneecap area, just not the kneecap itself. Yeah, I get what you mean, though. Like ACL, MCL, all those, but not the actual patella. So today, LSU beat Alabama. Were you expecting that to happen?
Well, I knew it would be a good game, but I didn't expect them to win. I was checking the score, and when they were up like 33-12 or whatever it was, I was like, dang, LSU is going to pull this off.
Yeah.
But then, you know, Alabama started making a comeback. I was like, man, Alabama might pull this off now, but, you know, LSU held on, and, you know, Joe Burrow, that really pushes him up there into the Heisman race.
100%. I didn't watch the game, but it seemed like a good high-scoring game. I wish I watched it, but I didn't.
I watched I just kept track of it on my phone, but then once I got home from work, I watched the last couple of possessions. So,
yeah. Drew, did you watch the game?
You know, I watched a little bit of it, but at the very end of the game, Alabama went on a four drives consecutively where they scored a touchdown. So, they're a hot at the end, but if they would have got it rolling at the beginning, the game could have ended up very differently.
I think that puts some questions on LSU's defense, because they got the offense, but if their defense is just going to be letting, you know, high-tier teams do that on them, is that really going to make them valuable in the playoffs?
I mean, it is a high-tier offense, though, if you think about it. So they're going to score, but...
Yeah, this game was the highest-scoring game between LSU and Alabama in history. They had 80 points scored in total, which is...
In no overtimes, too. That's kind of nuts. So, what do you guys think about the Hornets this year?
Well, man, I am loving the way Devontae Graham has been playing.
Devontae Graham
is off the bench, he's a really nice piece to them.
My favorite player in the NBA.
Oh, he's definitely the best player in the NBA.
All right, I wouldn't go that far.
But no, obviously I like him because he went to KU, and I'm a fan of all the KU players that go in, most of them at least, and. I don't think they'll start him, sadly. He might win Sixth Man of the Year this year, though, with how he's playing, since he's averaging the most points and the most assists on the team right now, off the bench.
But. I don't know what the Hornets are doing. Devontae Graham is the best player in the league.
Dude, have you been smoking something?
I'm just spitting facts.
All right. I respect that.
I can see him being the best player in the league in a few years. This year, no. No, not a chance. But a few years, maybe. Probably not, but maybe. I love Devontae Graham, but there's some good players in the league, a.k.a. So,
speaking of some young talent, how are you guys feeling about Luka Doncic?
Luka.
Because he just had a career night. I believe he dropped 38 last night, which was a career high. I believe. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Yeah, I think you're right. But
him and those Mavericks, they've really got it going on down there.
Yeah, 100%. Down in the South.
Yep, down in the South.
Shout out to all of our people that listen to this that are down South, by the way. Anyways. He's had like 4 triple doubles. He's had like 4 triple doubles this year, and they're like 10 games into the season. So, oh my gosh. I'm sorry, guys. oh. But anyways,
Drew, are you okay?
He's had like 4 triple doubles on the season, and they're like 9 or 10 games in. So he's got a triple double in like half the game so far, which is pretty good for your second year in the league.
Yep. So does that put him up there for most improved?
I guess technically, they probably won't look at it for him just because he was good last year.
Yeah.
But, like, there's people out there like Brandon Ingram who's having a way better season than they were last year. And, like, Derrick Rose. And, Devontae Graham.
Do I mention Shai Gilgeous-Alexander?
And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the shooting guard for the Oklahoma City Thunder, located out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. What do you guys think about the load management debate with Kawhi Leonard?
You know, it's really interesting what they're doing because the Clippers, I mean, they've got a hell of a team.
Hell of a team.
Over there in Los Angeles, but...
Out west.
Shout out to all of our...
Shout out to all of our listeners from out west. Anyways, what were you saying, Hayes?
So, it's really interesting to me because, like, that puts up the debate. Like, he's a great player, but resting all of these games, like, I believe some, like, people who are, like, fans of Kobe or players like that, they think it's soft, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of soft.
So...
I mean, Kawhi, if you're listening to this, I'm no hate on you. Like, I love you, man. But you're a good player. And
you're average.
anyways.
Hot take there, Drew.
He's, I don't see why you'd sit out as many games as you have so far. Two games in, out of the 10 they've played so far, he sat out.
And especially, I know one of them was... a nationally televised game.
Yeah, those are the games you want to play, so your supporters can watch you. And
that's really hurt, and also, you know, a lot of companies that are, you know, working events for that.
Yeah.
That game.
People that are promoting for Kawhi to play. Like,
yeah.
He's on sponsorships, and they're like, tune into the game tonight to watch me play, or whatever, if they even do
See,
that.
See, I just don't think Kawhi understands the business side of sports.
When you play shit teams like the Bulls, that's when you sit out.
See... Didn't he do this last year, though? And, you know, look where it ended up.
It's facts.
The
they did win.
Championship. The Raptors really kept him, you know,
Drew,
healthy.
Let me stop you there. I think you mistaked the NBA Finals for the National Championship.
Oh,
but,
shoot.
But continue on.
Well, you see, A's. Well... I don't have any more takes on this part.
Okay.
You're sitting out for this time.
All right, moving on. I say we talk about this fight tonight.
Oh.
Logan Paul versus KSI.
Shifting gears a little bit, Hayes.
Yes, I am.
Who do you think's going to win?
Well, first of all, let me come back into this. This is going to be the biggest sports thingy.
Thing? Event?
In the history of sports events. I mean, these two guys are massively popular.
They are.
They're just going to go after each other. I mean, the last fight, man, so entertaining.
Straight up tie. It was such a good fight that they tied. Crazy. And it helps that they're from two different countries, you know?
Of course, that always brings
them. Gives a bigger fan base. You got people from the UK.
So,
I
like, Luka and Porzingis, they'll be rooting for the boy KSI. He's a
exactly.
foreigner.
And then you got people like Landry Shamet. He's going to root for Logan Paul because he's from America. Hayes, what do you think?
Okay, on another note about the fight, not about, like, fan bases, but just, like, head-to-head, we've got Logan Paul at 6'2", 200, and KSI at 6 foot 200. How do you think that'll that 2-inch height difference for Logan will make a difference in the fight?
Well, I think KSI's is a little fake. I don't think he's actually 6 foot. I think he's shorter than 6 foot.
Have you saw him before?
Yeah, he just doesn't seem like he's 6 foot. He might be like a 5'11". One of those guys is like, yeah, I'm 6 foot, so he gets more girls, you know.
Okay, yeah.
But I don't think he's actually 6 foot. Logan, he's 6'2", 100%. But KSI, I don't know about that. And he might be a little heavier than 200. I mean, he's getting a little rounder these days. But I think Logan Paul has longer reach because he's taller, obviously. He's going to have a little bit longer reach, which is going to help him in the fight dramatically.
All right. So, whose reputation do you think it'll affect more if they win or lose? So, like, if KSI were to lose, how do you think that would affect his, you know, his reputation on YouTube, just in pop media?
Hayes, I think if anyone's going to lose and lose the most out of it, it's going to be KSI. Because I feel like if Logan loses, this isn't the worst thing that's happened to him. I mean, he made the suicide video and bounced back from that.
I mean, so I wouldn't say he bounced back.
Well, I mean, like, he's still a creator, and he still has a big fan base.
He took an L.
No, he took a fat L.
But he didn't bounce back.
Yeah. He technically did, because he was always at basically rock bottom and then bounced back. But, like, KSI, he hasn't really done anything that controversial. That big of a controversial topic, I guess.
Okay, okay.
So, like, if he loses, that's, like, one of the biggest, like, L's of his career. But, like, nothing's going to beat what Logan did. I mean, but those Paul brothers are crazy. Who knows? Maybe he'll make another video like that. I hope not. Anyways.
That would bring in the views, though.
Back on the sports. Can't get off on his videos.
Okay, okay. So, I'm not very informed on this topic, but Drew, is there anything like going on in the soccer world right now?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That you'd like to mention?
Well, so first of all, soccer just is not a popular sport in America. And as an American, I do not know much about it.
All right, fair point, fair point. Tanner, do you have anything you'd like to talk about?
I hate soccer, if I'm being honest. I'm sorry to anyone who likes soccer out there. I just don't like soccer. I don't know anything about it. I've been to one professional soccer game in my life, and I only think of Sporting KC as a professional team. If they are, weren't very good. But anyways, I don't know anything about soccer. Hayes, do you know anything about soccer?
Well, according to the kids in these streets these days, there's a big debate between Ronaldo and Messi. And I'm not sure who the better one is. I think it's Messi, just from what I know. I think he's a little more quicker, shifty. I could be totally wrong, though.
Yeah,
but, you know, that's about all I know of soccer.
I think they both have arguments for them. But
it's kind of like the Michael Jordan and LeBron James debate. Who's the GOAT? It's hard. You can't really decide.
Yep.
But the thing about these two is they're in the same era.
Yep. Which, you know, that's really nice.
So speaking about that, who's better, LeBron or Michael Jordan?
Oh,
just
man.
Kidding. Just kidding.
We're not getting into this debate.
Not on the first podcast back. We might lose some supporters.
Of course, Scottie Pippen's best.
I agree to disagree, and personally, this generation of basketball, I think they got the best players. Like, look at Draymond Green, for example. I think back in the 90s, that man would flourish. He would be one of the superstars of ever.
Of ever, huh? I don't know if of ever he'd be a superstar of ever, but he would flourish. I agree with that. Maybe not one of the best of all time, but...
Okay. I mean, okay.
Like, I wouldn't go that far.
I respect that.
But...
So, we've kind of been all over the place tonight, but...
Yeah.
Channeling in on one thing, I know we've talked about this said person in the past, but how are you feeling, like, Zion Williamson?
Zion.
He's injured right now.
Zion.
But... Do you think that has anything to do with, you know, his shoes? Because last year his shoe busted open and there was a, you know, big question of whether, like, the injury would affect him.
That's very true. And if you haven't listened to our previous podcast that we talked about that, make sure to listen to this that one after this one. But Zion, he's a cool dude. Seems like a cool dude. I wish he played. He's a really dominant force, even though he is... kind of small for a big man, but like size wise or height wise.
I mean, I wouldn't call him a big man. He's more of a
point guard,
two or three.
Oh, okay.
Or one. Okay. I think he can switch between one through four pretty easily.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He could be one of those like Draymonds who could guard any position.
Yeah, he's basically Draymond on steroids.
Yeah, just a little bit bigger in the arms and can jump 80 feet.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm really excited for him to come back because. He dominated in the preseason, but when he's going to come back. I don't know. I feel like this is going to be the type of guy that fights a lot of injuries in his career and is kind of like really...
Yep, unfortunately.
One of the most hyped up players since...
LeBron James?
LeBron, honestly. And he... Everyone knows who he is. If you said his name, they'd be like, oh, yeah, I know who that is. They'd probably say he still plays for Duke, some of them, but that's just because they're not knowledgeable people. But,
Drew, what are your thoughts on Zion so far?
Well, I really like Zion. I think he has a bright future ahead of him. I mean, once he comes back, him, Lonzo, and the rest of the Pelicans, I think he can actually turn the franchise around for what it is right now.
They have a good young team in New Orleans. So.
I mean, if they keep them all together in the future, they're going to
be a scary future right there.
Lonzo Ball.
They could be a really good franchise.
Brandon Ingram. Zion Williamson.
Jackson Hayes. Josh Hart.
I would...
If you count Josh Hart.
I would not count Josh Hart. I personally hate that man. I don't think he's a valuable piece to any team in the league.
Jahlil Okafor.
I do like Jahlil Okafor. I do too. You know, he's fitting in really, really pretty well with the Pelican system. But I think he can be a great big man off the bench. I think... The Pelicans need to focus on getting an amazing big man to help their young core.
Yeah, like, I would say in a few years, or like in years to come, when this group grows stronger and like as more of a team and they're veterans, they can also get another veteran to come from their free agent or trade for someone to help them win a championship.
Yep.
Having all these young pieces is going to make them a... make New Orleans a destination for free agents in the upcoming years, because a lot of people are going to be like, oh, they're a championship contender, let's go play with them, because they want to win.
We're talking about them being a championship contender and they're 2-7, but
they got a good win tonight, am I right?
They did get a good win,
unfortunately, over Tanner's favorite Hornets, but
yeah. I mean, they're a great team. Both teams are superb.
Honestly, that was the matchup of the night. I know the Thunder Warriors just ended, but...
Who won that game?
Hey. The Thunder actually did end up winning. They... Let me check here real quick. I believe the final score was maybe 114 to 103, or 114 to 108 is what the final was.
It was a pretty close game.
Yep. You know, Thunder go to 4-5 on the season, I believe, but...
And the Warriors are not doing too hot this year.
2-8, maybe.
Yeah, we haven't talked about a team with a winning record yet today.
Wow. Yeah, we did the 49ers.
Talking about the NBA team.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
It's all right.
So what NBA teams, like, what's impressed you so far about the NBA? Like, any surprising teams that are...
Lakers are doing really good. Dwight Howard's actually playing really well for
the
Lakers.
I'm really liking Dwight in his situation right now. I think... He's, you know, fitting in really nicely with that bench group.
Yeah. He's doing pretty well for them. And it's going to be scary for other teams when they have JaVale McGee, Dwight Howard, and DeMarcus Cousins whenever he comes back.
That can be a big lineup off the bench. Yeah. That can be
and
very
And Kuz- they're missing Kuzma
scary.
Right now, too.
Kuzma is also a very big guard that can, you know... I'm not sure how well he's going to do. A lot of people are, you know, saying he was the best young man out of that original Lakers young group, but I don't see it. I'm not a fan of Kuzma that much.
Yeah.
But he can help them out.
Yeah. And they have starting point guard right now of Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Yeah, I don't know why they're doing that. Because
I do
like,
not like Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
I think they should start Alex Caruso or Rajon Rondo.
I agree.
Because Alex 100%. Caruso, dude, they're undefeated when that man plays.
Or they and can start...
Is that a coincidence?
Or they can start LeBron at the point, Danny Green at shooting guard, and then...
Oh, don't get me started on Danny Green. I love that man. He is just the perfect role player for a championship team.
And then you could have Dwight Howard and McGee start at the 4-5, and then just find a small forward. Or start LeBron at small forward and put Caruso at point guard, like you were saying. Drew, what do you think about the Lakers this year?
You know, I think the Lakers are going to... They're going to definitely... I think... they're going to be a really high contender in the playoffs. I actually don't see them winning the championship this year. I think that the Clippers will have their number. I think a lot of teams will prepare to beat them because they will be the team to beat.
That is very true. And that that makes me want to bring up the next point of predictions. Early year predictions. Oh, so we're going to go with who you think the MVP is going to be.
All right.
We can do Rookie of the Year.
All right.
Who's going to be the best team in the league? And then who's going to win it all? So when do you guys want to start first, or do you want me to go?
I say you go ahead, man.
All right. I think James Harden is winning MVP this year. That man is kind of balling out, and he has Westbrook on his team this year, who's kind of a ball hog sometimes. And they're both love to score, obviously. And he's still dropping 35 to 40 points a night, which is kind of crazy. Rookie of the Year. There's a lot of good rookies this year. Bazley for the Thunder, he's impressed me quite a bit this year.
I think once the season really gets going, he's going to really help out that team a lot.
He's going to flourish in their lineup. But I think for Rookie of the Year right now, I think Ja Morant is going to win Rookie of the Year. Zion will be close, but because he played less games, it's going to hurt him, I think. And the team with the best record, I think, is going to be the Lakers. I think they're going to end up having the best record in the league. But I personally believe that the Clippers will probably win it all once their whole lineup is healthy and back. Because they're missing Paul George right now, and Kawhi's doing all his dumb stuff right now. But after that, I agree with Drew. I think the Clippers will have the Lakers' number. So that, Drew, now it is your turn. Who do you think is going to win MVP of the league?
Well, I think Kyrie Irving's going to win MVP of the league.
It's a hot take. I love it.
Yep.
I love it.
Play for the Nets. You know, he's coming out with some fire. I feel like he's just going to keep improving over time and helping them win games. So,
what about Rookie of the Year?
For Rookie of the Year, I think, you know, to be fair, I think Zion's actually going to come back. If he comes back this year, I think he's going to surprise the league. I think he's going to help the Pelicans, you know, win as many games as they possibly can. They probably won't make the playoffs because just their record right now,
it's kind of horrendous.
It's going to be impossible to come back from. But he's going to make some big changes in there. Even though not going to be playing a lot of games, he's still going to be the best out of that group.
100%. He's going to help them out no matter when he comes back in the season. So what about best record and who's going to win it all?
The best record, you know, I think that the best record is going to come from a team on the east side, just because the competition on the east is...
Yeah, I can see that.
Not as much as the west. I think it'll probably be I want to say the Celtics. They had the best record so far on the east right now.
Gordon Hayward's going to be out for a while, though.
Oh, I know. But, you know, the Celtics, you know, they have a deep bench. They can, you know, find a replacement, and I believe that guy will play well. And for who's winning it all, you know, I'm going with the Phoenix Suns, man. They are just phenomenal. That's all I have to say. Is that...
Thank you, Drew. All right, Hayes.
All right.
You got your four picks.
For MVP, I'm looking at three main guys. Number one, once again, Giannis. The man is just... He's really putting on a performance here this year. He's averaging 29 points, 14 rebounds, and 7 assists. Okay, so those are very impressive numbers, but I don't think he will win it 2 years in a row. So I'm also looking at Luka Doncic and Anthony Davis. I think it might be Anthony Davis's year to finally win MVP.
Anthony Davis is kind of killing it.
He's averaging 10 rebounds, 3 assists, and 26 points. But on the other hand, Luka, the man's averaging 29, 10, and 9. Almost a triple-double. Which is
very true.
That's very impressive. So, but if I had to pick out of those three, I would go Anthony Davis.
I think
it's his year.
I can see where you're coming from on that. He's doing really well. All right.
And so, is next up out of the West and out of the East?
No, Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year?
Yeah.
So,
This is a really tough one, but I think I'm going to have to go with Ja Morant.
I like that pick. You
know, the man is looking really, really explosive. Just he's looking like a future all-star, future superstar in the league. So I got to go with him. Out of the West.
No, it's best record in the league.
Oh, best record?
Yeah.
Okay, so. I wasn't prepared for this, unfortunately, but I think that Denver might have the...
Denver?
I think Denver might have the best regular season record going into the playoffs. But unfortunately, I do not think they'll win at all.
No, I don't either. Jokic isn't looking too hot this year.
Yeah. Like, they're that team that's going to, you know, give it their all, get that number one spot, but then playoffs, they're just not experienced enough.
They're garbage. Yeah.
Yep.
I feel you.
And so, they're gonna I have winning the NBA Finals, the 2020 NBA Finals, is the Los Angeles Clippers.
Wow. Not the Suns.
Por qué? Why do you have the
Clippers? You have to think about this. The Clippers are 6-3 right now, okay? I know it's still very early. They don't have Paul George yet. And once they get Paul George, they're going to be the best defensive team that the NBA has seen in probably the 2010s decade.
Facts.
At least top three, in my opinion. Because they can just... Almost all of their players can switch almost everything. At least Patrick Beverley can. He'll only go like 1-3, maybe 1-2. But other than that, they're just a great defensive team. And then on the offensive end, they'll just get enough done to, you know, win the ball game in the end.
I 100% agree with you on that one.
And is there anything else you want me to predict? I'm not...
No, that is all for the predictions.
Okay.
Drew, do you have any topics for us to talk about tonight?
Let's see. Who's winning... Have we did our Super Bowl predictions already?
We have not.
That's a good one. That's a good point.
You know, it's midway through the season. And so, let's just start off with mine. I think that the Green Bay Packers are going to take it all.
The Green Bay Packers.
Aaron Rodgers has been looking good lately. I mean, last week I think he got a little, you know, he was in trouble. He didn't throw very many touchdowns. He didn't complete very many passes. But the week before that, 5 touchdowns. Man's a legend. That's all I would say. He can carry this offense and beat basically probably any defense there is.
I like that. I'm a big fan of the Packers. I think that they can perform in clutch games. Aaron Rodgers, I believe, is one of the most clutch quarterbacks of all time.
I agree.
He can, you know, probably the best two-minute, him and Drew Brees, the best, you know, two-minute drill offenses.
Yep.
You know, so, oh. And Tanner, you got any thoughts on that?
On what, who's winning it?
Just, you know, on what we're talking about.
Well, we're trying to predict who's winning the whole thing.
Or the Ravens.
Yeah, that's who I was going to do. That's my hot pick. My controversial pick, possibly, to some people. I think the Baltimore Ravens are winning it all this year. You have a defense like the Patriots, who is one of the most dominant defenses that the league's seen in a long time.
And that kind of just brings back to the point to Lamar Jackson being the Heisman candidate. He just ran right through that defense.
Yeah, the Patriots were one of the best teams in the league, and they beat them, and they beat them pretty good.
I mean, having your quarterback be the most athletic player on the field is a huge threat that the Ravens are using well right now.
Exactly, and that is why I believe the Ravens are winning it all this year. It is my hot take.
So, interesting, interesting.
What is your – who do you think is winning it all this year?
Well
– taking home that Lombardi Trophy.
It's a very tough one because, you know – I feel like the NBA or the NFL is a lot tougher to predict than the NBA. Yeah. I know everyone's like always saying the Patriots will always win it again, but you know, I just don't see that with this team, the Patriots this year. I mean, they have a great, great defense. Don't get me wrong.
Don't get them wrong, folks.
But, you know.
So who are you predicting to win?
See, I just don't quite know yet. If I had to go with an early prediction, I would say the Kansas City Chiefs. They're my favorite team. And, you know, I'd love to see it. I've never had my favorite team win a professional team win, you know, be a world champion. So
it's very true. You were close with the Thunder.
I was very close with the Thunder. 2012, you know, the young three, really.
Yeah, that would be really
cool. Sorry about that silence there for a little second, but I'd just love to see the Chiefs win it. So that's my prediction.
Yeah,
it's not really an early prediction because we're already halfway through the NFL season, but
midway
predictions, if you may.
I hope that Mahomes comes back and just starts dominating again, and the Chiefs have a chance to win the Super Bowl. Do I think that's gonna happen? It's a possibility. They even played good with Matt Moore, surprisingly. Shout out Matt Moore, by the way. But no,
he really did step up and
did
do what he needed to do to get the job done.
100%. But yeah, I like Hayes was saying, favorite team winning it all. That'd be nice. I've had that happen a few times for me. The Heat. I was a Heat fan when LeBron was there because I've always been a huge LeBron fan. The Royals won a few years ago, and I'm a big Royals fan too. So I kind of know what that feeling feels like, unlike Hayes, but it would be really cool to see the Chiefs win it all this year. And
is that going to wrap it up?
That is going to wrap it up, folks. So thank you guys for listening to the podcast. We will drop podcasts at least once a week, maybe a few times a week. We just haven't decided yet. But thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed. See ya.